Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tell me what the CEO at Caterpillar had to say when it comes to the U.S. economy and why it carries so much weight.
Yeah, I mean, I asked him straight up, listen, there's a lot of economists out there calling for a potential recession. What do you think? And he flat out told me that's not what we're seeing. On the ground, we see construction demand, mining demand, oil and gas sectors all humming. Very good demand, a lot of activity. And he said it was a majority of regions around the world, which includes the United States. I mean, this is important to investors because Caterpillar has a footprint in effectively every economy across the globe, right? They create the machines that move earth that are necessary for almost every construction site on the planet. And then, of course, oil and gas sector and mining, which are massive industries that require a lot of money to spend on the machines to make these industries work and operate.
Joe, what did he have to say about the supply chain issues as far as they pertain to Caterpillar?
He said, listen, we aren't expecting supply chain issues to go away through the remainder of the year. They said the chip shortage, which a lot of listeners probably know about because there's a chip shortage to, you know, get these semiconductors into automobiles. It's the same thing for Caterpillar, right? Caterpillar machines have become just as technologically advanced as any other large manufacturing product. They said they don't see this clearing up in this year. And I asked, well, what about next year? And they said, listen, next year, it's just too difficult for us to predict. I mean, for Caterpillar, the good news for their investors is they said they believe they can keep raising prices on their machines through the end of the year to offset the supply chain problems. But listen, this is a big question among investors. How long do we see this last? And how long, and this was a question I asked Caterpillar, can you keep raising prices before that's going to hurt your demand? You know, before customers finally say, you know what, we've had enough, we're just not going to buy the machines. And they said, listen, we know we can get it through this year, but next year it's too difficult to really forecast.
You know, and when we think of Caterpillar, so many times we think first about heavy equipment, and we hear so much about EVs when it comes to passenger vehicles, but what about Caterpillar? Are they getting big into electrification or planning to here in the next few years?
Yeah, they're planning to. To be clear, they are not right now. And this has been a big question of investors now over the past few years, right? You have a lot of companies in the S&P 500 that have been stating some very specific goals on getting to net zero and how they're going to change their operations. And Caterpillar has been getting this question a lot on its earnings calls over the past couple of years. We finally got a little more detail out of them yesterday in which they said, listen, we're going to go to fully electric mining trucks at commercial scale by 2027. And I think putting a date on it gives investors something to hold on to, right? And not only investors, but their customers as well. I mean, the customers are saying, listen, we need these electric mining trucks, you know, these electric diggers on construction sites because we have to reduce our carbon footprint and polluting. So at least they've given folks a bit of a kernel of something to work with. But how they get there, I think, is the real question. They're going to have to make some major overhauls as to how their assembly lines function. And that's probably a question for another day as to how they're going to get there in the next 5 years or so. But they say they're going to.
And from what you know about the industry, Joe, is it going to be more challenging to come up with electric front-end loaders and bulldozers and all those pieces of equipment that Caterpillar specializes in?
Yeah, I mean, they really have to completely rethink the way these machines are made, right? I mean, you go from effectively an internal combustion engine to a battery-operated vehicle, and it completely changes how everything works under the hood, right? It's no different than automotive companies. The difference here is, you know, with the automotive companies, you have had specific electric vehicle makers like Tesla come out and just say, this is all we're focused on. We don't have the same thing in the construction, mining, equipment space. This is Caterpillar and many others, but they're kind of all going it on their own, right? They're figuring it out internally as to how those things are going to change. And to meet these net zero goals by 2050, they're basically going from, you know, the way machines have always been made to a completely new type of machine that's supposed to be done, you know, within the next 30 or so years. I think this is probably the biggest challenge that Caterpillar faces. And it's one thing that I pressed the CEO on in my phone call with him yesterday. And he just continued to say, listen, we're confident we're going to get there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.